Harper Audio presents My Grandfather's Son, a memoir by Clarence Thomas. Copyright 2007 by Clarence Thomas. Production copyright 2007, HarperCollins Publishers. Preface. In the course of writing this book, I spent far too many solitary hours facing blank pages, digging through dusty boxes full of half-forgotten files, and plowing up long-untilled parts of my past. It was a new experience and a strange one. I'd never been in the habit of looking back at the portion of life that I'd already lived. Most of the time, I needed all my strength to deal with the life I was then living, with all of its uncertainties, doubts, and fears. I had no idea how it would turn out. Now I know, up to a point. It is a story of an ordinary man to whom extraordinary things happened. Putting it down on paper forced me to suffer old hurts, endure old pains, and revisit old doubts. At times I was surprised by how fresh my feelings still were. Difficult though it was to relive the past, at least I no longer had to endure the insecurity of my early years. In those days, I had nothing to go on but hope, and often, not nearly enough of that. I didn't know then, as I know now, that I had learned in childhood everything I needed to negotiate the challenges and difficulties that lay ahead. You never know that at the time. All you can do is put one foot in front of the other and play the hand that you're dealt, as my grandfather so often said. That's what I did. I did my best and hoped for the best, too often fearing that I was getting the worst. In fact, though, I got everything I needed. Much of it came from two people, my grandfather and grandmother, who gave me what I needed to endure and eventually to prosper. They are the glue that held together the disparate pieces of my life and holds them together to this day. You will hear about my grandparents here, along with some of the other people I met along the way. Only a few of their names will be familiar to you, and many others I have regretfully left unnamed in the interest of brevity. Most of the people I've known, and nearly all of the important ones, are anything but famous. Yet their story is my story. Their struggles in the face of futility, their perseverance through accumulated injustices, their resilience in the face of broken promises and dashed dreams, their hopefulness in the face of impenetrable bigotry, and their unrequited love for a country that often seemed to reject them at every turn. Part of the reason for wanting to tell my story was to bear witness to what these people did for me, though I also wanted to leave behind an accurate record of my own life as I remember it. Only the man who makes the voyage, William F. Buckley Jr. has said, can speak truly about it. Parts of my voyage have already been written about by other people, but some of what they've written has been untrue, at times grossly so. And I didn't want to leave the telling to those with careless hands or malicious hearts. Rightly or wrongly, I have an abiding faith that my story will someday be important to someone, and so I have done my best to speak truly in these pages about my family, my friends, and myself. I've accomplished little in my life without the help of others. This book is no different. I mostly worked on it alone, but I couldn't have done that work without God's help and the support of a long list of caring people. Always at the top of the list is Virginia, my best friend and wife, who did without my company for long stretches of writing time, endured my grumpiness as I grew weary from my protracted labors, and read each successive version of countless drafts, offering insightful
Sample complete. Ready to continue?